Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know what time it is. It is the Browner and Who podcast. It's called Who because you know who left the show. On today's show, I've got somebody joining me. I know y'all know him, but we're going to take some time to talk about what he's been up to and what he's doing now. And obviously, we're going to talk some football because, you know, that's why you bring an expert on. Some people like to be called experts. He's expert to me. So that's all that matters. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than, we're going to jump right into it. But you know what? I'm going to hold off on a second because I got to tell y'all to do something. Go to YouTube, follow the podcast, follow the show on Kaplan and Crew, Browner and Who. Browner will have another name next week on Who and Who is. But obviously, you guys know today, the Who is Darren Carrington. You can also follow us on iTunes podcast under Kaplan and Crew as well. We'll be in there. And the show is obviously on the Mightier 1090 from the border all the way to Santa Barbara. So if you haven't heard, you here now. Every Wednesday, every Tuesday, every Monday, we're going to be here 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Now let's get down to business. My guest is a longtime friend, but most importantly, a great person. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we all have to have introductions. I hate when people say, oh, the person needs no introduction. If you don't introduce them, you won't know who they are. So, ladies and gentlemen, Darren Carrington is joining the show. What's up, brother? What's going on?
Man, another day in paradise.
Can't complain, can we?
Nope. And if you complain, the people you complain to can't help you anyway, so.
That's the best advice. So, listen, for people who don't know, what have you been up to? And for the people who don't know, what are you doing now?
Well, I'm a marriage and family pastor at the Rock Church, so I get to, I feel like, tell people the greatest news ever, that they have an opportunity to love the Lord and have a God who loves them unconditionally. And I also help marriages and families. So if you're getting married and it's not what you thought, I can help you. If you want to get married, I'm going to prepare you. So wherever you are in that whole phase of life, we have something for you here.
Look at you, man, helping the people, helping the community.
It's all about the people, man. It's all about the people.
Well, here we take care of sports people. That's what we do here. We take care of the sports community. Now, I couldn't wait to get you on the show. We tried to book it earlier in the week because I wanted to give people some run-up time, but we are on the eve of what all sports fans wait for, the NFL to kick off. The NFL kicks off tomorrow. Now, I didn't get a chance to talk to you during the preseason, so one of the things I want to go over is who do you think won this year's preseason from a rookie quarterback perspective? Because obviously we had Justin Fields, we had Trey Lance, we had Trevor Lawrence, we had the kid in New York. We had Mac Jones. I can never remember this kid in New York's name. He might be the greatest thing ever. Can't remember.
Zach Wilson.
Had Zach Wilson. And of the surprise of all, Mac Jones is the starter. So of those five guys, who do you think is going to contribute most to the wins this year? And who do you think is going to perform the best?
You know, I mean, I believe that Trevor Lawrence is going to perform the best. I think he's the most ready kind of coming out. And I feel like just he's going to have, in a sense, the most freedom. He does have some tools around him. So I'm going to go with Trevor as far as performance. As far as wins, that one's up in the air because two of them are in the same conference. I mean, same division. Right. Zach Wilson and Mac Jones in the same conference. So that's going to be interesting. But I'm going to go, if I have to pick one, I'm going to say I got to go with the GOAT, Mac Jones, who is coached under the GOAT. He's not the GOAT. Bill Belichick is the GOAT.
Were you as surprised as everyone else when he got that job?
I was more surprised than everyone else.
Because of all the people, he fell the furthest. He wasn't the athlete. And all these things are ringing familiar to a former quarterback, not Cam Newton, who they had running that position previous to him.
And 100%.
I think it was after the second preseason game where I watched him and I went, that looks like New England. Like what Cam was doing with him. Cam's a great player. Cam had his time. Cam's got his style. This is no way to diminish Cam Newton. But when he was quarterbacking, it looked like the Patriots. It looked like their offense. It didn't look like some augmented thing trying to fit Cam Newton. This looks right. like what it looks like, what they like to do.
Mm-hmm. Move the ball, get the ball to the open man. Before you know it, you know, he's 80% completion. He's thrown for 280 yards. He's got 4 touchdowns and no turnovers. And they win.
So as much as I was shocked by it after watching it, because also when he got drafted, when he was last, I was like, that fits. Him being the last taken of the bunch, I was like, okay. Now I'm not mad about it. Because when they were saying he was going to San Francisco, I was like, are you crazy? They're going to trade all these things for Mac Jones, a guy with no athleticism compared to these other guys. And the upside, not compared to these other guys. But he fell directly where he needed to fall for him to be successful this early out of the gate.
Yeah. And you know what? I think the upside that people are forgetting is where he played and who he played for in college. That's the upside. That's the unspoken upside that he has pretty much over everybody.
Now, obviously, for those who have ups, there's going to be some who have downs. I can't remember the kid's name for a reason. Zach Wilson, I forget your name because I think you're going to flop. I don't think I'm going to need to know it for long. That's why I can't never remember it. There's a who to start, who not to start in Chicago with Justin Fields. There's a Trey Lance situation of who to start, who not to start. Is he hurt? Is he not hurt? Trevor Lawrence got the job, period, unasked. Mac Jones won the job. Adios, Cam Newton. Zach Wilson, to me, even watching him in a preseason against Green Bay, I was like, nah, okay, because those guys are working at 7-Eleven right now, who he was throwing 200 yards on in the preseason in Green Bay. He looks small. He doesn't look as athletic as he was advertised to be. And I don't see – when it gets cold in New York, you're from New York. When it gets cold in New York and he's got to throw through that weather, he's got to throw through that wind, I don't see it.
Right. And the other thing is, in New York, can you – because they're going to be on your head from day one. Can you handle that? Because you came from BYU?
Yes. Provo, Utah. Right,
smaller place. You know, everybody loves you, but in New York, it's Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? And right? Every play is going to be scrutinized.
One of the more interesting parts, and I think why I wanted to have you on, especially when we talked about some of these guys, because you just had a son go through college football, so you've been to these towns recently. You've been to these places, so it's not like a guy. Oh, I'm not asking you when you played what these places were like. You've traveled these places. Provo and New York City are nowhere near the same. The people aren't the same. The communication isn't the same. The traffic ain't the same.
So the food ain't the same.
Nothing
is the same, right? The only difference, the only similarities you have is they're human beings in both places. But you know what's interesting, John, is nobody is talking about these guys played in preseason, and they hyping them up from preseason. And nowadays, starters don't even play in preseason.
Yeah.
So, I mean, brother, it's going to be a different game come week one.
Because a lot of people are saying the reason why Mac Jones looks so good is because the Patriots played their starters for a heavy portion of first half of their preseason games when he was on the field. While you're playing against, again, guys who will be working at Citgo's and insurance companies come tomorrow night. So with that being said, I understand why the 49ers want to do what they say they're going to do with Trey Lance. They're going to do this utility system where what I've always been told in football is if you got two quarterbacks, you got no quarterbacks. So now if you run two guys out there, what do you think that says to the locker room? Like, they may be seeing these guys in practice, but I doubt these guys want to be going alternating who's on the field at quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a recipe for success. I mean, it hasn't worked anywhere, right? You've seen it. You've seen kind of the gimmicks here and there. But as far as you have to get a quarterback in there that gets his rhythm, who, like you said, who is a leader, who guys know this is our guy we're following. This is who we're going to stand behind. But that back and forth, it's like, I mean, just make a decision.
Right.
Just make a decision, say this is my guy, and you know what, this guy, he's going to be ready to go if we need him.
So when you look at what's happening in Chicago, and I don't know how much of that you've taken in, but we've seen Andy Dalton and his career. I mean, we saw him last year in Dallas with a terrible offensive line and with better skill position players. The Bears have an atrocious offensive line and nowhere near the level of skill players that Dallas had. What makes you think, because again, you've been around football for your adult life. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
Yep.
Why do people still follow this idea that we can't put this kid out here? He's got to learn from the sidelines. Why do people still do that?
I hear you said as far as the rookie.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'll say this. It'll never hurt a rookie to not start his first year.
Okay.
It'll never hurt him, right? Because just from the speed of the game, of knowing and understanding, right? Preseason is different. You have probably this much of your package in, right? You have defenses, they're not really showing everything they got. So from that standpoint, I think it gives them the opportunity to learn from the side, right? To prepare, to understand how to prepare for a game, because I feel like regular season is completely different from preseason. So that's why, I mean, it's never a bad thing. I'm never upset at a coach who says, you know what, this is my rookie, this is my guy, but we're going to give him some time. Now, what I will say is, I say that Justin Fields becomes a starter by week five.
Week five. Huh. Yep. I mean, that's an interesting call, because I've seen people say week two because they play the Bengals. I've seen people say after week four, after they play the Lions. You're the first week five I've heard. So that was why week five?
I mean, you know, you want to give the guy, you know, his fair shot. And, you know, after 4 weeks, you know, you feel like, hey, you know what? We're just not feeling you, bro. So and it also gives you time to really prepare your backup quarterback, Justin Fields, for the real bullets.
So now you've spent obviously time with the Chargers. Mm-hmm. You were in the Super Bowl with them, and you've mm-hmm. played for the Broncos. Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of time in the AFC West.
Yep.
Because now I want to also bring up the AFC West, because as much as we want to talk about the rest of the NFL, and we'll get to that, people in this region prefer this set of teams. You can't escape the Raiders on the West Coast. I don't care what you do. I don't care how you try. You can go all the way up to Seattle. They got Raider fans there. You go anywhere near here, the border, they got Raider fans down there and everywhere in between. So now the Chiefs are clearly the talk of the league, because they've been to back-to-back Super Bowls, and the way it's looking, they might go to a third. Mm-hmm. The Broncos are in quarterback hell. Thanks, John Elway. And here locally, nobody talks about the you-know-whos. But
yeah.
I've been the person taking the slings and arrows, because I think Justin Herbert's the guy. I really do. I think he's the second best quarterback in this division, and I think that's going to give honey out at some point soon. And I mean record-wise, win-wise, vision-wise. So how do you see this division stacking up?
Yeah, I mean, it's as you said, you know, the Chiefs are the clear favorite, and not only that, just because of what they've done in the past year, but they have shored up what people say is the weak part, which is their offensive line. Right. So now you're giving this guy who is already MVP caliber, Super Bowl winner, you've given him more time and more protection. I mean, that's just going to make him just that much more dangerous as far as his weapons. But on the other side is they've got a great defense. I mean, so people are forgetting about that. Right. So with this great defense, I mean, it's to me, it's a clear favorite. Now, I'll also agree with you as far as who's the number two. I'm going to go with the Chargers, and it's because of the quarterback. My son, he was my son's quarterback, and my son said to me, he said, "Dad, they don't know how good that dude is."
Did he tell you that before he actually played?
He told me that. He told me that before when Justin Herbert, it was before his – Justin Herbert was still in college.
Okay.
And he said, "Dad, when that dude gets in the NFL, he going to shock him." and they don't know how good he is yet because he's quiet, right? He's, you know, real.
Yes, keeps to himself.
Guy, you know, just, you know, good old. But, and people are seeing it. They've only seen a little bit of what they're about to see.
Now, I hope
that the Chargers organization will understand what they have and build around them. That's a hope, John. That's a big hope.
Listen, people hope the Titanic wasn't going to hit that iceberg, baby, but it did. I think this kid is such a massive talent. You can't miss this. You can't. I think also he's so good you can't mess it up. I had no issues with Anthony Lynn. I liked Anthony Lynn as a man. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he didn't have the evaluation tools from a coaching aspect because you had this kid in practice every day. Now, I know it was COVID and it was a different training camp than it's ever been before. But you had this kid still throwing to wide receivers while watching Tyrod Taylor throw to those same guys. And you didn't see that. It took the doctor to stab him wrong for Justin Herbert to get on the field.
Wow.
Like, so if that was the biggest indictment, after that, I was pretty much done with Anthony Lynn. It took the doctor to do a medical malpractice on the starting quarterback for you to turn around and say, hey, what? Okay, going out there. Mm-hmm, and he never looked back. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the Chargers can mess this up because if they could have, they already would have. Now, if they don't give him skill positions, you got Keenan Allen. The Chargers have always had the best talented roster. Mm-hmm. Can they stay healthy? Derwin James, can they stay healthy? Bosa, can they stay healthy? Right. You got all these, and every year you got a guy on his contract money.
Yeah.
That guy's gone now. So the Chargers have one of the best offensive lines in football. So now we'll see. We'll see. Because organizationally, when it comes to doing things from a football perspective, they've always done the right things. It's always been injuries. People don't like to hear that in this town, but those are facts. Yeah. Those are legit facts. So the owner won't get out of his own way. That's a completely different story. Yeah, his sister, they got so many problems. They don't even pay charities. So we ain't gonna even, that's tripping over itself.
Yeah.
But from the football aspect of it, the things he can't get in the way of, I think their general manager has done a decent job building this team. He's just done an atrocious job keeping guys healthy somehow. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which is ironic, man, because have you been to a training camp lately?
We went to Rams camp on Kaplan and crew. We went to Rams camp last year. I take it back because it was a COVID year. No, I have not. In the last 2 years, I have not.
Yeah. Training camp is different. And the guys are not getting hurt in training camp because they're hitting too much.
Huh.
I think guys are getting hurt during the season because they're potentially not as prepared as they should be from training camp.
Let's talk about that because I think that's another thing that goes untalked about. There's so little hitting now. When guys are actually hitting, they're actually relying on those muscles to cut and turn, jump. They're getting hurt.
Right. Like I don't understand like who made the decision that starters shouldn't play in the preseason. Like that, to me, that makes no sense. I was a little upset when they cut it down to three games because I'm like, man, like you need that time, mm-hmm. especially as a guy who was, I mean, you know, for my first 3-4 years, I was trying to make the squad. So this preseason was like my Super Bowl every week.
Did it hurt you to see that last game get eliminated? It
hurt my heart, man, because I know how many guys are, you know, you got 60-70% of the team, man, they need them preseason games. You know, but, you know, just going back to that, man, it's that's the part of it is are they getting hurt because of that? Right. And if you all you got to look at is like process of elimination. OK, what's different? What's different? Oh, their preparation is now different. Now, it's smart to, you know, protect their mind, protect their body. But there has to be a balance.
You still got to play football. OK, so we got a little bit under a minute.
OK,
the Raiders are a dumpster fire. So are the Broncos at quarterback. So that means their team's a dumpster fire. I'll ask you this question. Which coach looks dumber now? John Gruden or I think this is pretty self-explanatory, or the Broncos coach who, to me, couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag? Vic Fangio, for people looking for his name.
Right, right. That's a tie, man. That's a toss-up.
John Gruden just collecting checks, baby. He waiting until they bump him up to team president or football operations or something, man. This can't be for real.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why they wasn't more aggressive. But actually, you know what? I take that back. They do have Mariota, and hopefully he can pull back some of what he did in Oregon. Although it was system, right? People say it was good system. But if he can pull some of that because they have packages to put him in, that may help them. Because I don't know if the starter, I don't know if he can get it done.
When we come back, we got a little bit more to talk about. We got a lot more to talk about when it comes to football, a little bit more AFC, but mostly we'll spend the second half talking about MVPs and NFCs, and we'll be back. Brown and who is Darren Carrington? Right back. Second half of the podcast. Browner and who is Darren Carrington? You know, Bert Grossman, I used to do the show with Bert Grossman, okay? Listen, if you listen to the first half of the show, you know, go to YouTube. You know you're on the Mightier 1090. You know to go to the iTunes podcast store. You know we're available via podcast on all platforms, across all platforms. You guys know all that. You know to find me on Twitter at Browner's Podcast. DC's obviously on Twitter. I looked him up on Twitter. He don't retweet. Yeah, and I don't blame him. Twitter's a cesspool. If you have a real life, please don't go on it. I used to do the show with Bert Grossman. And you guys obviously crossed paths on the team. And he would tell stories about things that would happen on a plane and things of that nature. And he talked bad about a lot of people. You are one person he never said a negative thing about. And I mean never. Ever, ever, ever. Whenever your name came up or he was telling the story about what happened on a plane or on a practice field or anything, he would always say, Darren Carrington and Jesus Group would always be over here doing nothing wrong, just behaving. And so I always found that funny because, look, I know you outside of this, and I know what kind of person you are. I know you're a good person. And it fit the description, but normally when a guy tells a story, they exaggerate a tad on other people being involved. Not you, bro. Not you. He kept it straight with you. He said the same thing every time. That guy's always doing the right thing, so I stayed away from him. Those are his exact words.
That sounds exactly like him.
It does, dude. He said, I was never doing the right thing, so I stayed away from him because he's always doing the right thing.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
So if you guys are just joining us, obviously, I'm John Browner. That's Darren Carrington. This is the Mightier 1090. We were talking about the AFC. We were talking about rookie quarterbacks. We got into some good details about the Chargers. I know some of y'all don't want to hear about that here, but locally in LA, y'all might. We talked about the Raiders for a quick second along with the Broncos. But we also spent some time talking about Kansas City, so you guys can always hear that over on the podcast or over on YouTube. You can listen to it whenever you want. Let's now move over to the NFC. The NFC's got – a lot of people say the NFC's a better conference at this point. If the Super Bowl contender keeps being the same, it tends to appear that way. I tend to disagree because I think you are going to see the Saints aren't going to be what they were the year before, obviously losing Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. With what everything is going on with Aaron Rodgers, you know what? Let me stop right there. Let me get your opinion because we've talked about this with different people. In my personal opinion, Aaron Rodgers is being extremely childish and very unprofessional about the way he's going about doing his business as a football player. I would consider you an old school guy who understands new school guys. What do you think about his performance and the way he's behaved this offseason?
Yeah, I would have to agree 100% with you in regards to him being a professional, right? Always doing things right. I have to say is the way he's handling it, I wouldn't have expected that from Aaron Rodgers. I would expect it something completely different, something done professional. If this is what I signed, if this is my contract, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a man of integrity. I'm going to play it out, and I'm going to get my money. So I don't have to worry about that. So yeah, I'm as surprised. I saw something today. I was watching a show and it said, who is the biggest divas? Is it wide receivers or is it quarterbacks?
What? Listen, this
and I said externally wide receivers, internally quarterbacks.
Nothing has put that discussion more to rest than now. Nothing more. Yep. Nothing more. From what we've seen happen with Deshaun Watson, which is a completely different direction, but nevertheless, a guy who felt like he could do whatever he wanted to do and still get what he wants. Like the fact that, listen, I'm on his side when it comes to the organization not giving him a say on who the coach is. I'm with him when it comes to the organization not giving him an opportunity to talk about player personnel. Mm-hmm. I get that. They traded all his friends. I get that. I know their organization is chaos. But, brother, you got to do your job off the field, okay? We don't know the details of that, so let's not speculate. But what it looks like, it doesn't look good. It don't look great. And then you still don't want to play.
Right.
And so these instances keep cropping up. When Odell Beckham doesn't want to play, people just go, he'll get back on the field, and he does. Aaron Rodgers said, I will retire. Deshaun Watson said, I'm not playing unless you trade me to these two teams. Like, what? So the idea that the quarterback position isn't the position of the diva position, let's stop doing that, because it is. People used to say it was cornerbacks and DB guys.
Yeah, 100%. See, any other position, if they try to pull too much diva, they out of it.
You diva on another team.
That's it. Quarterbacks, they have that internal deep, like, I don't even have to say what I am. I already know, and y'all know, and y'all mess with me and watch what happens.
You find out. So, because I think Aaron Rodgers is an amazing talent, and Green Bay's been great in the NFC for a long time as when he's been quarterback. But this has to affect that locker room. You can't tell me that there are guys in that locker room not going, yo, man, either shut up and play or go away.
Yeah.
Like, pick one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it exactly, man. Because, you know, I mean, guys are there. Hey, I say, hey, man, get all the money you can get.
Yep.
Get all you can get while you can get it. I say that. But as far as your team, like your family, like, man, the thing is, like, I know you're a baller. You best quarterback in the league, but can I count on you? That's the question now.
That's why Cam Newton ain't collecting checks. You cannot. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, with the COVID situation, you do whatever you want on COVID. That's we've rode this bus too long for me to tell people what they should and shouldn't do. So where I stand now is, you do whatever you want to do. Society will determine whether you can participate or not. And so that's where Cam Newton is right now. He didn't want to get vaccinated. This is his second time going through it. And Bill Belichick, listen, I can't count on you, man. We don't know when you can and can't play. So you go do something else.
That's it. Man, so, I mean, the sooner these guys realize, man, that no one is bigger than the game. That's what I tell all of them, John Brown. I say, hey, man, if you think you're bigger than the game, look at your name tag. Look at your nameplate over your locker. No matter who you are, your nameplate slides in and out. You go in Tampa Bay Buccaneers locker room, Tom Brady's name slides in and slides out. It takes about 1,001, 1,002 seconds to take yours out and put somebody else's in.
Check yourself, man. Because when
That's
I look around,
say, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Because when I look around the NFC, I honestly think it's wide open. I think that spot opposite of Tampa Bay, of course, it's a free-for-all because people had penciled in New Orleans. That ain't the same. People did pencil in Green Bay. I think that's going to be a difficult ride. People keep telling me the Dallas Cowboys, and I want to throw up in my mouth. I can't every year with the Cowboys, man. I can't. Like, the last time we saw Dak Prescott, they had a losing record. Granted, it was 2-3, and he wasn't doing well. The last time we saw him in a full season, he couldn't beat out Carson Wentz, and Carson Wentz was playing with a bunch of car insurance guys playing wide receiver. So I don't get it. I don't get the fascination with Dak Prescott. I really don't. Please tell me you can explain this to me, why people are so head over heels about this dude.
Well, I mean, it's who he's playing for, right? It's the Cowboys, right? And it's like this similar to what we were talking about, the Raiders. Like, people just want they love the Raiders. The Raiders is just their team. The Cowboys, it's just their team, right? It's the hope. I mean, good guy. I think a lot of it comes from the things that he's gone through, the difficulties off the field, you know, losing his brother, losing his mom. So he's like the guy that you're going to pull for no matter what. And I think that's where all that positivity, that's where it comes from. And then he had a horrific injury, right? So you get all these things, and it's just like, I can't do nothing else but hope the best for Dak.
Yeah, I could do that in another profession, man. I need winners, baby. I need winners. Problem, because like you said before, get your money where they're willing to pay you. Mm-hmm. He held out. He fought Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is too old to fight now, apparently. And he's just giving out big checks to people who he like. One be Ezekiel Elliott. The other one is Dak Prescott.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, Dak's got some weapons, man. And their defense had to get better. So if they were so bad last year. Right. So if their defense is better, what the weapons that he has around, and then hopefully Zeke is done counting his money, and now he can focus on what's on the field. They can be a contender, man.
I think if the Dallas Cowboys go back to what made them special when Dak wasn't the name Dak, when it was Zeke running the football, and then you looking at third and short, second and short, using play action, using the run game to your advantage, I think they'll go back to being great.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to do that because Mike McCarthy ain't doing that. He want to throw 40 to 45 times, and you didn't pay Zeke all that money for him to block.
100%. And he's used to Mr. Rogers throwing that thing.
Uh-huh. And this ain't right? that.
No.
This ain't that. So you're right. The Cowboys are more of a brand than they are actual a substance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Washington's going to win that division. I think Tampa Bay is going to win that division.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Green Bay is going to win their division. What do you think?
I have to agree with that. Yep. Buccaneers. Yep. Dallas. Oh, actually, you said Washington. I don't know, man. I think Dallas is going to win it.
This is why I like Washington. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he'll get hot. But when he starts losing the game for you, Ron Rivera going to turn around and go, hey, man, we're going to run the ball 40 times if we got to. We're not going to let him throw the ball away if he ain't got it today. Chase Young is one of the best young defensive players in the game, period. Man. Monster pass rusher. They ain't making those every year. Those ain't in the draft every year. Miles Garrett. J.J. Watt ain't even in that category no more. Both the Bosas. And maybe T.J. Watt. Maybe.
That's, Donaldson. You can't forget Donaldson.
Well, Aaron Donald. Yeah. But that's interior.
Yeah.
I'm speaking from an outside pass rusher perspective.
Yeah.
That's the list, man. They're not making a lot of those. And he is driving that. And they've got a great secondary. They've got a great linebacking core. Their fronts, the Washington front seven might be one of the best in the NFL. And that's why I think they're going to be able to take that everywhere. Rain, sleet, snow, shine. They're going to take that everywhere. Ron Rivera's going to assure that they do.
Right, because if your offense only has to score 13 to 15 points a game to win, that's a big difference.
Huge. And I don't think Dallas's defense can do that yet. Yeah. I think Dallas's defense is like, okay, we gave up 28. We scored 31. We scored 35. Mm-hmm. I think they're more in that category. While I think Washington is in we gave up 17, but we only had to get to 21. And mm-hmm. I think they can do that. I think they could do that over the course of a season. So that's why I like Washington in that division.
Okay.
The division that we're all here to talk about, the NFC West.
West.
You've got the Cardinals, who they got the names. They got the names. Do they have what it takes to start winning games with those names?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
San Francisco's got the coach, and then now they've built up the reputation. Seattle's got the coach. They've got the quarterback. The Rams have all the pretty toys. They got the brand new stadium. They got the genius head coach. Now they got the turnover machine. Oh, I mean, the superstar quarterback, Matt Stafford.
The what?
The turnover machine. I mean, the superstar quarterback. I'm sorry. I keep slipping. I'm trying to be partial. What do you think about the Rams and the rest of that division?
That's a solid division. Well, just for Seattle and the Rams, because I feel like that's where the race is between. And the Rams, their defense is the difference, right?
Yes.
Matthew Stafford, I still don't understand that.
Man, listen.
I've been trying to figure that out. Like, what did y'all see? I feel like I feel like when he went in, and I hate to down guys, but you just got to go on what happened.
But you also got to tell the truth, man. Hey, we got to tell the truth too.
I feel like it was like this three card Monty, like find the red card, and they picked it up. They was like, oh, Matthew Stafford. All right, well, we're going
to that. Us.
Yeah, I don't get that, but I feel like, but because of the defense, I think he's going to be just enough.
I honestly believe, I've said this before, I will repeat this here. I think the Rams are going to be in last place in that division.
What?
Here's why. Aaron Donald's great. Jalen Ramsey's great. Leonard Floyd's okay. Those are three players. That's it. They lost a defensive coordinator. Yes, he was there for a year, but he's now coaching the Chargers. So now you got a whole new verbiage you got to learn from a whole new defensive coordinator. We don't know what he can do. We don't know how he packages it. We do know the Cardinals have a superstar at quarterback. The Rams don't have that. They think they do. They mm-hmm. don't.
Mm-hmm.
The Seattle Seahawks have a superstar at quarterback. Everybody knows they do.
Mm-hmm.
When Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy, that team goes to the Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan has a winning record with Jimmy Garoppolo. We have no idea. Everything we're saying on the Rams is completely based on their head coach. And he was subpar last year. And since they've gone to the Super Bowl, he's been average. Everyone in that division is ascending. Everyone. Bosa's coming back on the defensive end for the 49ers. They've got Trey Lance. Now they've got a healthy Jimmy Garoppolo. The Seahawks are shoring up their offensive line. They're also shoring up their defense. They signed Jamal Adams. They're getting better at why everybody's getting better at every position in that division. The only thing the Rams improved was, according to them, the quarterback. I'm a Bears fan. I've seen every Bears game since probably the last 5 years. I've seen Matthew Stafford. He's great when he's down 20. He ain't great when he up 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like his mindset is going to change now. Right? Because when you know that you can count on your defense, right? Or you know you're in a different place, man, your mind changes.
True.
You're comparing him to when he was in Detroit, John Browner.
But listen, you're right. You're right. Tires burn the same in every city, man. Okay. That fire may have moved, but it's still blazing. Okay. I'm glad you feel that way. I'm glad you feel that way because people are saying it's a change of scenery. People saying it's a change in coaching. You can't change who you are when you've been in the league this long. You will revert to your same old habits. Phillip Rivers was great for the Chargers, but he wasn't great enough to get them over the hump. He went to Indianapolis, and he did the same thing he did here. When it came time, here come the pick six. Hey-o, right on time. Matthew Stafford ain't no different. Statistically, he looks unbelievable. But then they go, oh, but he's playing for the Lions. Now we finna separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
Now we finna see. Was it the Lions or was it Matt Stafford?
Oh, yeah. We're going to see quick.
Because I think the Rams are going to finish last in that division. I really do, because I think Arizona's going to be a lot better. Because regardless of what I think of J.J. Watt, the person, the attention getter, football-wise, he can command the attention in that locker room. And they've built that defense to run alongside that offense. They've got weapons. Larry Fitzgerald obviously gone. But the fact that they have been able to bring in high-level wide receivers is only going to help. It's only going to help Kyler Murray. So I like them to be the upcomer in that division, and I just feel like the Rams are going to go the opposite direction. I could be completely wrong though.
So who you picking? You picking Seattle?
Ironically, I'm picking San Francisco to win that division.
Oh,
I'm picking San Francisco to win that division because I like Kyle Shanahan. If he does nothing, he will run the ball well.
Mm.
And that's what got him to the Super Bowl. Remember, they in a playoff game, they ran the ball like 45 times to win the game. He will do whatever it takes to win the game. Mm-hmm. And I think getting his guys back, getting his defensive hole, because they had a ton of injuries last year, you getting Garoppolo back at quarterback, I think that they're going to return to what we saw get to the Super Bowl.
Time will tell.
Who you got, the Rams? Who you got, the Rams?
It's a toss between Rams and Seattle. I mean, okay. It's a toss between Rams and Seattle, man.
But we pick around here. We don't do toss ups. You got to pick. Okay. You got to give me one.
Well, you know, I'm
squeeze it out. You can do it.
Go Rams.
Wow.
Go Rams.
Yeah, see, this is great. This is great. We're going to find out. As Kevin Hart says, we're going to see.
That's a big difference. You saying they're going to be last. I'm saying they're going to be first.
And that's how I feel about them. That's how I feel about them. I've watched enough of Matthew Stafford to know what I'm going to get. He's going to be brilliant when you down 20 and lose by one or two. When he's up three, he will find a way to lose by one. I've seen it. I've seen him lose to Mitch Trubisky. I've seen him lose to Mike Glennon. I've seen him lose to some of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. That coach ain't going to help him. It might look pretty, but that pig's still going to be baking at the end of the day, baby.
Change his mind. He's going to change him up, man. You're going to see. Matter of fact, halfway during the season, I'm going to come back on the show. You're going to have on a Matthew Stafford jersey.
Listen, man, it's going to take a lot for that to happen. It really is. Okay, real quick, you got 10 seconds. Super Bowl picks, give me two.
Oh,
please say the Rams. I'm going to fall out of my chair.
No. I'm going to go Chiefs. I want to say Bucks, but I'm not going to say it. Yep, you know what? I am going to say the Rams.
Oh, I can't wait to see you next time on this show, man. Till next time, man. Brown and Who, this Who is Derek Carrington. Till next time, y'all. Peace.